Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The College Baseball Experience on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Edge Boost. Edge Boost enables you to double your bet with no interest. Go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/edge to get started today. Alrighty. Welcome back to a brand new episode of the College Baseball Experience. I'm your host, Noah Bienick, aka 77NB. You can follow me on Twitter. Oh my God, I can't talk to start the episode, but you can follow me on Twitter at 77NB. Conference tournament time. I'll be posting picks like crazy when pitchers get announced and confirmed. But I mean, that's part of the fun is projecting some of this stuff. And that's where the hard part comes in and separates the haves and the have nots. With all the projections and trying to predict who's going to pitch these games. And this episode specifically is for conference tournament futures. And once I'm done recording this one, I'm going to start handicapping some of the games because I know some of the games have just been released by DraftKings, the originators. So they put out some game lines for Tuesday. I'm going to handicap those and I'm going to come right back with a brand new episode of the games. So if you're not a futures bettor, if you don't enjoy like a larger odds ticket on maybe a lottery shot, if that's how you view it, then go ahead, go to the next episode because hopefully I'll have that one uploaded for your morning drive to work on Tuesday. However, it's Monday night, 9 o'clock PM Eastern time. And I'm going to run through, we have 13 conferences with betting odds. So I'm going to hit every conference. I also have an article for the four biggest conferences in college baseball, the ACC, the Big 12, the Pac-12, and the SEC. You can go over and read that at sportsgamblingpodcast.com, where I've listed my whole handicap of the entire tournament, what I think the totals will come out, and what I think I will be playing, more overs, more unders, where the games are being played at, the elevation of the stadium. And that's basically how I handicapped all 13 of these tournaments. And we're going to jump into those in a second here. I actually didn't even set up my notebook properly for me to start reading some of these off. But yeah, if you guys have any questions on a specific team or anything, go ahead and ask. And if you're not watching this on YouTube, I recommend it because I'm going to display the conference's tournament bracket. Some of them are dumb. Like they didn't put any effort into the bracket design at all. And it's honestly sometimes just an article where they just list the games, and some of them they actually have really nice graphics for them, so that'll make it really nice and actually make it worth for me showing on the broadcast. So if you're not watching it on YouTube, I recommend it just so you can see the bracket when I'm talking about. And before we hit on all these conference tournaments, let me tell you again about Edge Boost. Have you signed up for Edge Boost yet? Because if you have not, you're missing out. Edge Boost is the world's first bet now, pay later Visa card. Similar to buy now, pay later programs, Edge Boost enables you to double your bet with no interest and pay back the advance over four equal weekly installments. That's right, 0% interest. Simply deposit funds into your account and EdgeBoost will match the deposit so you can use 2x the funds on any legal sports betting site. Edge currently offers up to $2,500 in advances, so up to $2,500 that you can add to your bankroll. My Edge Boost Double Down play of the day is my ACC Conference Tournament future pick. Stay tuned. It's in three tournaments. I'm going to do all these alphabetically. So just go over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/edge to sign up today. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/edge. You must be 21 years or older to use it. Only valid in legal gambling states. Problem gambling, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Now let's jump into this. And I've got a bunch of these already listed. Lane Elliott, shout out to him. He's in the YouTube chat. And Moneyline Ed also. He goes, Noah is a bad man when it comes to college baseball. Thanks, Ed and Lane, for tuning in. Let's jump into some of these conference tournaments. So the first one, like I mentioned, shout out to Colby's Conference, the American. They have easily the worst. They don't even have a bracket graphic. It's on a web document. So the first four lines are all the games in the first round, and then it's a Omaha-style bracket, I believe. So I have it written down in here. The tournament returns to BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater, Florida. 12 of the 14 games in last year's tournament scored 13 or more runs. So if you can find any total for the American, I'm eyeing those overs. And also, I'm looking for a team that has good pitching depth that can bang the ball around, but not necessarily for power because it is somewhat of a big park, but they took advantage of weak pitching depth. So it's set up Omaha style, the bracket is. So there's double elimination pools, and the winner of each pool plays in the championship game. Pool A has the number one seed East Carolina at minus 110, number eight South Florida at 20-1, number four UCF at plus 900, number five Cincinnati at 12-1. Then pool B is number two Houston at plus 275, number seven Tulane 20-1, number three Wichita State plus 700, and number six Memphis at 15-1. Now for all of these future prices that I'm mentioning on this podcast, you can find them at Bet Rivers and Barstool Sportsbook. They have all 13 conferences that I'm going to go through here. And honestly, those two sports books probably have like the same gaming commission. I don't know. I'm not smart enough to know what's going on there, but every odds the same. Everything the whole year that these books have been posting, everything is the same. So just know that. And then Caesars has, we'll talk about it in a little bit, but Caesars has some futures odds on these tournaments too. My pick for the American Athletic Conference tournament is Houston. It has to be Houston. During the regular season, the Cougars were a combined 9-2 against the Green Wave, the Shockers, and the Tigers. That's Tulane, Wichita State, and Memphis. They're all in their pool. Houston owns a 2-1 record against East Carolina this season as well, and I expect them to meet the Pirates in that final. From there, I think ECU is going to be listed at like minus 140 price. We're going to be able to check the pitching matchup, how the teams are doing in their bullpens, how they're managing them. And from there, if we decide to, we can hedge out with a minus 140 money line on East Carolina, and they'll also have this nice price on Houston at plus 275. So I like the pitching depth from Houston. I like their offense. And I think they're going to be able to bang the ball around in this big ballpark, but be able to make some noise, put up a lot of runs throughout the duration of this tournament. So Houston's my pick in the American. We move on to the A-10. And let me pull that bracket up for us. This is actually a nice looking, bracket here for the viewers. Last year, Davidson hosted. This year, VCU is going to host, and sadly, they didn't even make it into this field. Last year, each of the first five games didn't even total up to 11 runs. So look at the unders early on when some of the better pitchers, when the aces, the top two starting pitchers for each teams are throwing unders. But then the last six games of this tournament, they all scored 12 or more runs. And actually five of those six last games scored 16 or more. So unders early on, overs later, as we get deeper and deeper into these pitching staffs, they don't really have great depth. to me, that just means that everybody ran out of pitching when it comes to it. So I'm looking for a team that has two good frontline starters to help them win their first two games, and then a really good offense to take them to the promised land. So the number one seed is St. Joseph's. They get a first round bye, but they're not the betting favorite. Two seed Davidson at plus 200. They're the host. They are the betting favorite. St. Joe's is plus 250. Number three, Dayton, plus 500. Number four, St. Louis, plus 500. Number six, George Mason, plus 600. Number five, Richmond, plus 1,000. Number seven, Rhode Island, 15-1. So as you can see on this bracket that I'm displaying on YouTube, St. Louis plays Richmond in the first round. The winner of that game plays St. Joe's, who has that bye. Then on the bottom half of this bracket is Davidson against Rhode Island and Dayton against George Mason. And it turns into a normal double elimination format after that. Shout out to Shane. I love this comment. So my pick for this A-10 tournament this year is give me the Hawks of St. Joseph's. They've got that bye. They only have to play two games to get into the championship, and it's a double elimination still in the championship. So they can lose a game in that final and still win the second game and win it all. They have three starters, Will McCausland, Ryan DeSanto, and Dominic Piccone, all with ERAs under 480. So I think with this Hawks offense, they have a 900 team OPS, the highest scoring offense in the A-10, and they also have a bye. Which means that they'll play the winner of St. Louis and Richmond, like I mentioned, and they'll throw McCausland game one because he's on one day shorter rest. So I really think they're going to go McCausland in game one. Then in the semis, they'll throw DeSanto. In the championship, they'll still have that third starter in Dominic Piccone, who has an ERA at like 470, I thought. All three of those guys under 480. And it's easily the best starting trio in the A-10. So give me them with that bye at plus 250 for St. Joseph's. That's my pick in the A-10. We move on to the Big Ten, the conference. We move on to the ACC. Now, the reason why I said Big Ten is because I have them written down in my notebook, but the ACC is in the article that I wrote off. So I'm actually just going to be reading basically straight from the article. And as you can see on YouTube, I've pulled up the pools. So in Pool A, Wake Forest, Notre Dame, Pitt, Wake Forest, for example, they will play Notre Dame and Pitt. I wrote about this in the article. Why am I explaining it on my own? But the gambling odds for this, plus 180 on Wake Forest. They're the betting favorite. Then it goes up to plus 475 for Virginia, plus 600 on Clemson, plus 750 for Miami, Florida, plus 800 on Duke, plus 850 on North Carolina, 11-1 Boston College, 13-1 NC State, 15-1 Notre Dame, 20-1 Georgia Tech, 25-1 Virginia Tech, but I'll get to them in a second because Caesars announced odds like just recently and it made me delay this podcast. And then 50-1 is Pitt. I love how the ACC baseball tournament is structured, but it can be confusing to some people that don't really know how it works. There's four pools of three teams. For example, inside Pool A, like I was trying to mention, I went off tangent, but Wake Forest, Notre Dame, Pitt. Each of those teams will play each other. If a team goes 2-0, it's easy. They win the pool and they'll advance. The highest seed advances in to the semifinals if all three teams go 1-1. So it really favors the teams that do well during the regular season. So if that one seed drops a game but they are 1-1, they will still advance. So that is a trick to handicap this, but also a betting strategy. One reason why I really love this tournament is that usually when a team loses their first game, they mail it in. They get ready for the NCAA tournament, especially if they're already comfortably into the field of 64. Last year's teams that lost their first game, that played a team that didn't lose their first game, so they either hadn't played yet or they didn't lose, they were 3-0, the teams that didn't lose their first game. So when a team is already lost, when they're already done from this tournament, they basically mail it in, they go 0-2, and that team that benefits by playing them second usually picks up the W. So the winning team covered the run line in all three of those games last year. And like I mentioned, there's a lot of scoring in some of these conference baseball tournaments because Pitching staffs get limited. The 2022 ACC baseball tournament was played at Truist Field, the home of AAA Charlotte. Truist Field is the number one hitter's park in the International League. The 2023 ACC baseball tournament will be played at Durham Bulls Athletic Park. Located in Durham, North Carolina, DBAT is ranked by Park Factors as the second best hitter's park in the International League. Truist Field's dimensions are 315 to right field, 400 to center field, and 330 to left. And Durham Bulls Athletic Park is slightly smaller. Right field is 329, center field 395. Left field, there's a blue monster. It's a 32-foot high wall, 303 feet out to left. 12 of the 15 games from last year totaled more than 10 runs in the tournament. 8 of the 15 totaled 13 or more. So it's another good reason because these games are being played in the midweek. Some of the starters, the top starters that pitch on the weekends usually are on short rest, and they're digging deeper and deeper into these bullpens. So really like the overs in these ACC tournaments. My pick is Virginia Tech. You can find them at 40-1 on Caesars currently. Knowing that these games will be played in a very hitter-friendly park, I was looking for a team that could thrive in that environment. Unfortunately, last year, three pools, top seeds, didn't even get to the semifinals. So I wasn't afraid to scale the board, and I went down all the way to the 11th favorite out of 12 teams, Virginia Tech, 40-1. On Caesars. The Hokies have one of the ACC's most potent offenses. Virginia Tech owns the highest slugging percentage at 542, third most home runs in the conference with 97. The Hokies are also the ACC's fourth highest scoring offense, and they have a 952 team OPS. Clemson and Boston College are the two teams that the Hokies will play inside Pool C. Eric Backich's Tigers have been one of the best stories in all of college baseball this season, but this park does not suit their strengths. Clemson is ninth in the ACC in slugging with a 465, 12th in the home runs with only 57, ninth in scoring, only 7.2 runs per game, and the Eagles aren't much better with a 429 slugging percentage, which is 12th in the conference, 61 homers, which is 10th, and scoring 6.5 runs per game, which is 12th. Virginia Tech is in need of a statement in the ACC baseball tournament in order to make the NCAA tournament. However, the Hokies are feeling good right now after beating number one team in the country in the ACC last Saturday. They beat Wake Forest 14-6. I think they're feeling really good about themselves. Coach John Sheff's offense scored 22 runs in the three-game series against the nation's number one ranked pitching staff against limited pitching throughout the week in a favorable environment. Man, I cannot talk in this podcast. They're going to be in a favorable environment. The Hokies are playing with house money, and I really think they can make a run in the ACC here. So I'm all over Virginia Tech. Shane Vendrell sold. So we're betting the Hokies here. And hey, we talked about our sponsor in Edge Boost. And man, whatever you want, up to $2,500 they're offering you with our deal, with our code, 0% interest. You can do $50 through them. That's the play for me. And let me tell you about Shady Rays and Shady May, because SGPN is teaming up with Shady Rays for Shady May. Not only do you get an amazing 50% off, but you also have a chance to win $500. Shady Rays has you covered from the sun to the slopes with premium polarized shades, customizable snow goggles, and much more. Shady Rays, I cannot talk, I swear to God. Shady Rays has durable frames and extremely clear optics for outdoor adventures. If you lose or break your pair, even on day one, they told us that they will send you a brand new pair, no questions asked. If you don't love them, exchange them for a new pair or return them for free within 30 days. There's absolutely no risk when you shop with Shady Rays. Their team always has your back. And for our international listeners, Malcolm, listen up. Shady Rays has you covered as well with shipping to Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and United Kingdom. Go to shadyrays.com and use promo code SGPN for 50% off plus 2+ pairs of polarized sunglasses. And remember, May is almost over, so make sure to take your receipt to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/shady for your chance to win the $500 Shady May contest.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
All right. So our next tournament that we're going to play, I'm going to display the graphic here, is the Big 12 tournament. And going to my article here, you can see that the odds on BetRivers and Barstool Sportsbook, I swear, they're all the same. I've checked multiple times throughout the season. I feel like they're just ran by the same company or something like that, as somebody out in Vegas. Anyways, Texas is plus 250. Plus 325 is West Virginia, plus 375 Oklahoma State, TCU plus 500, Texas Tech plus 600, Kansas State plus 700, Oklahoma plus 800, Kansas plus 1700. The Big 12 Conference baseball tournament is super cool because it's set up exactly like Omaha. There are two double elimination pools of four teams. The championship will take place on Sunday between the winner of the top and the bottom pool here, as you can see on YouTube. The 2023 Big 12 baseball tournament returns to Globe Life Field. The 2022 tournament featured many low-scoring affairs in the Texas Rangers ballpark. All 14 of the games played totaled 13 or fewer runs. And in college baseball, most totals are set around 13, 12.5, 13.5, give or take. Also, 9 of the 14 games totaled 10 or fewer runs. So they were plenty under most of these games that were played. My pick, give me Texas at 5-2 on BetRivers. In the final series of the season, Texas swept the Big 12's top team, West Virginia, to earn a share of the conference title. The Longhorns also received a very favorable draw, in my opinion. They have TCU, Kansas State, and Kansas. All three of them rank in the bottom half of the Big 12 in batting average, OPS, home runs, and runs scored. Head coach David Pierce's Longhorns have the deepest pitching staff in the conference. 7 of their 9 most used arms have ERAs sub 430. No other team in the Big 12 can match that. Plus you have to add in Tanner Witt, who has an electric arm. He's working his way back off Tommy John surgery. They've gone like 20 pitches, 35 pitches, 50 pitches or something with him. They've escalated his workload each week to build him up, not really for the Big 12 tournament, but more for the NCAA tournament they're building him up for. So he's going to play a factor here. They're going to start him, and he'll probably end up throwing 3 or 4 innings. He was dominant against West Virginia. They just yanked him because they're conserving his bullets for the rest of the season. So, and then also you gotta talk about Lucas Gordon, who he's number one in the Big 12 in pitcher ERA with a 2.48. He's thrown 83.1 innings pitched this season. That's second in the Big 12. He has 85 strikeouts, which is fourth, and opponents are hitting 210 against him. So give me Texas. And then the next bracket that we're going to talk about here is finally the Big 10 tournament. I jumped the gun on them a little bit earlier. But last year, this tournament was chaotic. My Michigan Wolverines won it. They stole a bid, and Bakich did a really good job in managing his pen. But he and many key players from that team last year that endured some of these games that were finishing at 3 a.m. because of rain delays. Most of those key players are gone. And when it comes to totals, there weren't many strong trends here. But this game, these games in this tournament are played at the Chuck, which is just slang for the Charles Schwab Field in Omaha, which is where the College World Series is held each year. So, of course, this bracket is set up Omaha style. The pools are number one, Maryland, plus 250. Number eight, Michigan State, plus 3,000. You can find that on Caesars. Number four, Nebraska, at plus 750. Number five, Rutgers, at plus 900. You can find that on Caesars. Then pool B is number two, Indiana, plus 450. Number seven, Illinois, 30-1 on Caesars. Number three, Iowa, plus 350. And number six, Michigan, 14-1 on Caesars. Honestly, BetRivers and Barstool, they're pricing some of these long shots as, you know, pretty low. Like, Caesars definitely more fair with some of the long shots in these conferences. So if you're betting a favorite, usually BetRivers actually had them all right, priced all right. and they were actually better than Caesars, but Caesars had more favorable prices for those long shots. So the way I'm handicapping this is the tournament, it's in Omaha. I'm doing it off of pitching depth, which is usually how I like to look at it in Omaha. I know these baseballs are juiced, and that's why I'm mentioning a lot of the 2022 results from these conference tournaments. But I really do think that this is a huge park. It's meant to play big. It favors the pitchers. So I'm going with a team with good pitching depth and an offense that just, you know, they don't have to suck. And I really think that the pitching is going to be able to get them there. My pick here is Iowa plus 350. First off, they dodge Maryland's explosive offense in their pool. And that gives the Hawkeyes a really good chance to get out of this top pool if you're looking on YouTube. Iowa has the Big Ten's best team ERA with 4.25. Indiana has a 5.63, Michigan 5.70, and Illinois 6.31. So Iowa has the best pitching staff in that pool as well. Their pitching staff is 12 deep, and they have a three-headed dragon of a starting rotation behind Brody Breck, Ty Langenberg, and Marcus Morgan. Plus, Iowa's offense has the highest team OPS in their pool with a 903. Add in that they are one of the closest Big Ten fan bases to Omaha. I like them at plus 350 here. No, Shane Vendrell in the YouTube chat. Again, recording this live. If you want to jump in and jump in the chat in the future, I don't know if I'll be doing many of these at a reasonable time. Most of the time I'm doing them in the middle of the night because odds come out for these baseball games at like 3 in the morning. But yeah, so I usually record these at like 4 or 5. But Shane Vendrell asks, where are you betting these lines again? I'm only finding CWS lines. So it's Bet Rivers, Barstool Sportsbook, and then Caesars is offering them as well. Hopefully they haven't taken them down. But yeah, we'll move on to the Colonial Tournament, where it's a standard 6-team double elimination bracket. The top two seeds, Elon and UNCW, UNCW being the one seed, they get a bye. Last year's CAA tournament was held at Elon. This year, Charleston is hosting. And for what it's worth, seven of the 11 games played scored 11 or less runs last year. The three seed Northeastern is the betting favorite at plus 200. Number two, Elon is plus 350. Number four, Charleston's plus 600. Number six, William and Mary. And number five, Delaware is at plus 800. My pick was UNCW. They are plus 200 with the bye here. And they have a great duo of starting pitchers in the conference between Zane Taylor and Jacob Schaefer. It's one of the best duos in the conference. So if the Seahawks, if they let those two guys eat, and they, it only takes them two games to get to this championship. So you throw Zane Taylor in game one, Jacob Schaefer in the game two, and now you're in the championship playing with house money. You got two games to win it. Sorry. So if you can get there, you let the Colonials' second highest scoring offense go to work, in my opinion. Charleston plays Delaware in the first round. The winner, Charleston and Delaware play, and then Northeastern and William and Mary play in the first round. They reseed. So UNCW, the one seed, is going to play the lowest seed that wins that first round game. So if William and Mary, the sixth seed, wins that game, it just helps out UNCW even more. The next tournament here, the seventh one that we've got, is the Conference USA baseball tournament. And I got to turn the page here in my notebook. Last year, Pete Taylor Park, aka Southern Miss, they hosted the Sun Belt Tournament, and their park is slightly larger than Rice's ballpark, Reckling Park. Reckling is 330 down the lines, 375 in the gaps, and 400 center. Very cookie cutter, but it should favor the hitters a little bit more than last year. There weren't too many scoring trends from last year, but it was a little bit more low scoring than high scoring, if I had to say so myself. I'm handicapping this again based on what kind of path or opponents are in these teams' pools and pitching depth, because it's set up like Omaha style bracket. So it's the double elimination, two pools, one winner from each pool, and then it's just one championship game. The pools are number one, Dallas Baptist, plus 125. Number eight, Rice, 17-1. Number four, Western Kentucky, plus 750. Number five, Florida Atlantic at 10-1. And then Pool B has number two, UTSA, plus 300. Number seven, Middle Tennessee, but it's listed as Marshall at 16-1 on Bet Rivers or Barstool. So I'd just beware there. I might not even bet it because they might take that away or just not reward it. Middle Tennessee, I don't really love their chances to win it, but bottom line, the books are drunk. They got that wrong. They listed as Marshall. The three seed Charlotte plus 650 and the six seed Louisiana Tech plus 850. So again, that second pool is UTSA plus 300, Marshall, Middle Tennessee at 16-1, Charlotte plus 650, Louisiana Tech plus 850. My pick here in the Conference USA is UTSA at plus 300. They have the best offense by far in their pool with a 311 team batting average, the second highest offense. In the second highest scoring offense in Conference USA is the Roadrunners. They have a 921 team OPS as well. Their pitching staff is outstanding. They have a 490. Their pitching staff isn't outstanding. They have a 4.97 ERA. It's better than average. It's fourth in the league, second best in their pool, only behind Charlotte. But what I love about the Roadrunners here is that they were rolling all year, and then at the end of the year, they got swept at home by DBU. This is a team that is on the NCAA tournament bubble. And for this year, they're on the NCAA tournament bubble for this year's NCAA tournament, and they missed last year's tournament because they lost in the conference championship game. I think UTSA is hungry, and they need to win this Conference USA tournament. So plus 300 is a good enough price for me on the two seed. I like the Roadrunners here. Meep, meep. The next tournament that we're going to cover here is the MAC. Just 1A, though. It's a simple four-team double elimination bracket hosted by the number one seed. It's Kent State, who just happens to be 20-1 at home. The Golden Flashes have swept Western Michigan, and they swept Ball State on the road at Ball State. And then they lost 2 of 3 at Central Michigan, who has appeared in each of the last three NCAA tournaments representing the MAC under head coach Jordan Bischel. This team is just automatic in the postseason lately. And I know a lot of these guys on this team because it's my neck of the woods. But this year, the Chippewas, they're 18-14 on the road. Ball State 14-14 on the road, and Western is 8-23 on the road. Again, Kent State is 20-1 at home. The prices are very short for each of the participants. The Broncos plus 600, the Cards plus 250, Chips plus 175, Kent State plus 120. None of the other prices are enough for me to really pick against the number one seed who won the conference by 5 games. Give me Kent State here at home. I really think that it's going to be tough to turn them over. Shane Vendrell goes, I found it on Virginia Tech, 400 to win 16,000. Let's go. Good luck, Shane. I'm with you there. Let's take it home, Hokies. And make sure to interact with Kramer throughout the week because he's a Virginia Tech grad. The next conference tournament that we're talking about is the Mountain West. It's a nice, simple four-team double elimination bracket as well. First off, I wanted to make this comment too about Caesars. I mentioned it earlier because Caesars offering odds on each of the Power 5 football conferences for their baseball tournament, but they're also added in Mountain West. Now, I don't know why, because Mountain West is one of the worst conferences this year, and it's easily going to be like one of the West teams that gets sent way east into like an SEC regional for a four seed. Their four seed is going to be sent into like a one seeds SEC regional, if that makes sense. I can't talk on this podcast, but of all the conferences, but Mountain West gets offered. I don't know why, but I'm not complaining. Like I mentioned, it's a simple four team double elimination bracket. The number one seed San Jose State is plus 200 on Caesars. Number two San Diego State is plus 250 on Bet Rivers. Number three, Air Force, is plus 275 on Caesars. Lastly, the four seed, Fresno State, is plus 400 on Caesars, plus 300 on Bet Rivers if you're interested. But Fresno State's hosting this tournament. You can't see it on YouTube because my camera is blocking it. Actually, you can. It says Fresno, California there. This is being played at Fresno State's stadium. Bulldogs are 21-10 at home this season. The Spartans are 12-15 on the road. The Aztecs are 8-15 on the road, and the Falcons are 9-20. All three other teams have losing records away from their friendly confines. Fresno is 0-5 on the road against these three teams this season, but they're 4-2 at home. The one seed San Jose State does not have an ace. All of their starters have losing records, believe it or not. So I think Fresno State should be the favorite in this first game here because they're going to throw Ihsan Henderson, who's 4-3 with a 3.32 ERA. He has 98 strikeouts, 32 walks, and 84 innings pitched this season. That kid can flat out deal. I think the Bulldogs will win game one. And in general, they have the Mountain West's second best pitching staff with a 5.35 ERA. I told you this conference is bad, but they have a 5.35 ERA. That's second to only San Diego State, and the Aztecs have the worst scoring offense in the conference. So it's not a very juicy price at plus 400, but I think the four seed Fresno State's very live. They're hosting this tournament. They have a fighting chance to win it. So give me them at plus 400. The next tournament that we'll talk about is the Pac-12, and they're in that article that I wrote. So I got to pull that up again. The Pac-12 conference tournament. Stanford is plus 200, Oregon State plus 350, Washington plus 500, USC plus 600, Arizona State plus 750, Oregon plus 750, UCLA 10-1, Arizona 12-1, Cal 15-1. Last season was the inaugural. I can never say that word. It was the first Pac-12 tournament for baseball ever. The bracket was set up emulating Omaha. Great. However, this year they added a ninth team to the conference tournament, and now they have three pools of three teams. I don't like the setup at all. It does not make sense. Like in the ACC tournament, the pool winners advance to the semifinals, and then it will be reseeded. The highest seed will advance if all three teams go 1-1. Then there's a fourth spot. There's only three pools. So the fourth spot's a wild card, and it just goes to the highest seeded 1-1 team that didn't win their pool. I don't really love that. I think it's just kind of stupid. But anyways, this year's Pac-12 conference tournament will be played in the same stadium as last year's. That's Scottsdale Stadium in Scottsdale, Arizona, of course. It acted as a launch pad last year in 2022. If you remember, one specific tilt between Oregon State and UCLA, it finished 25-22. Additionally, 14 runs were scored in 9 of the other 14 contests last year. So I'm sure the dry heat and the 2,000 feet elevation helped tremendously with the overs. So that'll be something I'm targeting here in the Pac-12. Honestly, it's my least favorite pick of the batch. I feel like this conference is really up for grabs, but the fact that the top seeds get a de facto second chance with a wild card makes me have to look at one of the top three. I'm going to go with Washington at 5-1. They enter the Pac-12 tournament winning 12 of the last 15 games, but on a two-game losing streak to Cal, who's seeded ninth. They barely snuck in. I'll argue that it may have been a good thing for Washington. The Huskies, they were riding high. They were knocked down, but now you could say they're hungry again. Washington is an all-around ball club. However, Kelly is a pitching coach at heart. In the last 17 years, Kelly was a pitching coach all around the country. Most recently in 2022, he was at LSU. 10 of Washington's top 11 arms in innings pitched have ERAs below 5.10, which is tremendous depth in major conference college baseball. I think Kelly is going to be able to mix and match with his pen all week. Add in five hitters for the Huskies who have batting averages over 300 and an OPS over 880. Washington lacks star power, but they have really good depth, and I think that should help them the further that they advance throughout this tournament. So, Washington's the pick for me in the Pac-12. Next is the SEC. Again, you can view all these brackets that I'm talking about on YouTube. I know I've forgotten to list how the bracket reads in some of these, but giving out the odds, the pictures are viewable on YouTube. The SEC baseball tournament includes 12 of the 14 teams. The two Mississippi teams were eliminated, and they just happened to be the last two national champions. Big deal. The betting odds go plus 400 on Arkansas, plus 400 on LSU. They're co-favorites. I don't know why LSU is at plus 400, but that's the book's problem. Florida plus 500, Vanderbilt plus 600, South Carolina plus 700, Tennessee plus 700, Auburn plus 800, Kentucky plus 800, Texas A&M 12-1, Georgia 25-1, Missouri 25-1, and Alabama's not listed. The SEC tournament is hands down the best league in college baseball. However, I'm not the biggest fan of this bracket's format. The SEC baseball tournament bracket can be very confusing. So if you're new, let me walk you through it. Teams seeded 5 through 12 play on Tuesday in a win or go home game. The winners then play advance to play a top four seed at the beginning of the double elimination portion of this bracket. Then the four winners of those four games in the second round, the four winners move on to the winner's bracket. They'll play another game in the winner's bracket. The losers get sent into the elimination bracket. From the four winners in the winner's bracket, there's two games there. The two winners will get sent to the semifinals. The two losers also get sent to the elimination bracket, where it's basically just double elimination all the way through, like double elimination all the way to the semifinals, where the semifinals, it becomes single elimination again. So the two losers from the losers bracket can go to the semifinals and then take down a team that hasn't lost yet. And then we saw it last year with Texas A&M against Florida. I think I wrote about this in the article and we might touch on it a little bit, but Texas A&M hadn't lost yet and they were in the semifinals and Florida knocked them out. But Florida had one loss and Florida advanced. So it really makes no sense. I'm somewhat of a Florida fan, but yeah, I just don't get it. And I don't like the format of this bracket. Here's some things that I took into account when I was handicapping the SEC baseball tournament. On paper, we're getting the top four seeds at fair value. In four of the last 5 years, the SEC regular season champ or co-champ won the SEC baseball tournament. So this year we had co-champs. It was Arkansas. It was Florida. The next four seeds are definitely not fair value here. So I'm talking 5 through 8 because they could possibly be eliminated on day one. The next four seeds, wait, where's Alabama? The fine print on the SEC tournament market says all bets stand if the unquoted team wins. The unquoted team, the unlisted team, is Alabama. If Alabama wins, every bettor loses. The books just take the money. So I don't think that's fair because the Crimson Tide, they're rolling right now. Alabama has won 5 of their last 6 SEC weekend series, and they've won 12 of their previous 17 games. Alabama is gunning to host a regional, and they need to perform well this week to bolster their NCAA tournament resume. So it's absolutely nuts that Bet Rivers and Barstool are offering SEC tournament odds without listing one of the hottest teams in the league. Lastly, if you like, imagine you bet on Arkansas. Here's where I talk about the Texas A&M Florida thing. So one more thing before I get into my pick here. So imagine you bet on Arkansas. The Hogs win their first two games and advance to the single elimination semifinals. Like I mentioned, we saw it with Texas A&M. The Aggies fell to Florida. The Gators had already suffered a loss earlier in the tournament. Still, they got to advance to the championship game instead of Texas A&M. So just the possibility of that rubs me the wrong way when I'm betting this tournament. And also, not having Alabama rubs me the wrong way. Anyways, I've signed up to give out a pick for the SEC baseball tournament. And give me South Carolina at 7-1. We saw South Carolina perform as one of the best teams in the country through the season's first 2 months. At one point this season, they led the country in home runs and ERA. Then injuries happened, and Ethan Petrie hit that freshman wall after an insane start. The Gamecocks are getting healthy again. Gavin Casas, Talmadge LaCroix, Will McGillis, they've all returned back to the lineup over the last 2 weeks. Braylon Wimmer is the only notable player from the lineup who hasn't returned, but the starting nine is the most healthy it's been in quite some time. On the pitching side of things, 11 pitchers have thrown 18 or more innings this season. 10 of those 11 have ERAs sub 5. The only guy who doesn't have an ERA below five is Will Sanders, of all people. And he's actually dealing with a foot injury and hasn't pitched since May 5th. He was on the shortlist to win SEC Pitcher of the Year this year. The Gamecocks have plenty of pitching depth to keep other SEC offenses at bay throughout the week. Again, when you're betting on the SEC tournament, it's so frustrating because you have to kind of predict South Carolina's path. For me, the biggest reason why I feel comfortable picking South Carolina, because I mentioned that the top four seeds have fair prices. I mentioned that LSU also doesn't make sense as the co-betting favorite to win the SEC tournament. And we'll get to that. South Carolina, they faced Georgia in game one, and the Bulldogs flipped their entire starting rotation over the weekend in an effort to beat LSU without Paul Skeens on the mound. We often have no idea who's starting these games, but we know 100% that Georgia's not going to throw their top two starters, Charlie Goldstein and Liam Sullivan, on 2 days or 3 days rest. I have a really good feeling that they won't do that to their ace or starting SP2. So I favor South Carolina in that game. LSU also, they're not desperate for a good performance in Hoover. I have a good feeling that the Tigers won't start Skeens here in the first game on Wednesday because it won't be normal rest for him. If this happens, it gives the Gamecocks a great chance to turn them over if Skeens is not on the mound. LSU has serious questions about their pitching staff outside of Skeens, and it's because the injuries to Garrett Edwards and Chase Shores. The Tigers have been scrambling to identify who their go-to arms are after Skeens and Ty Floyd in the rotation. From then on, the SEC tournament is just a crapshoot for futures, and trying to map a prediction is pointless. So if you can't tell, I really think the SEC baseball tournament format is just dumb. The next tournament that we'll talk about, though, is the Sun Belt. And this one is just going to be, I think it's going to be, it has a chance to be absolute chaos. The tournament, it's played at Riverwalk Stadium, which is the home of the Montgomery Biscuits. It has a short porch in left field, just 314 feet. Last year, there was some terrible weather during the week, and it made the tournament just single elimination. So there aren't many trends that I feel comfortable following from last year. But this year it's going back to that Omaha double elimination format with two playing games. So up in the top left corner, if you're watching up here on YouTube, the 7 seed James Madison, shout out Patty C, they are 13-1 to win the tournament. Old Dominion is the 10 seed. They'll play James Madison in the play-in game. Old Dominion's 30-1. And dear Lord, to the Monarchs, like if the Monarchs win that game against James Madison and their bats get rolling, they could wreak havoc this week. Then the other play-in game is number 8 Georgia State at 25-1 and number 9 Georgia Southern at 12-1. As for the odds, we have a very big issue here. And this is college baseball betting at its finest. Southern Miss is not listed by Bet Rivers or Barstool. I have no clue why. No clue. Southern Miss has an extremely good chance of taking this whole thing down. I have no fucking clue why the Golden Eagles aren't listed, but Southern Miss, they're fucking rolling right now. They've won 18 of the last 19 games, and I think a big reason for that is that they're rallying behind Scott Barry, who's announced that this is going to be his last year as head coach of the team. There's two teams that I like in the Sun Belt tournament if the books do list Southern Miss to start. My favorite one is Southern Miss. And second, I mentioned it, they're in the play-in. But if they win, they have Old Dominion at 30-1. They massively underachieved this season, but the Monarchs have the explosive offense and power arms to really flip this bracket on its head. So I kind of like Old Dominion at 30-1 and an outside chance, but my favorite is Southern Miss, who's not even listed there. So it is what it is. The final tournament that we have betting odds on that I'm going to cover on this podcast is the West Coast Conference. And I want to mention this. If you're watching it on YouTube in the bottom left corner, Jersey Mike's is the presenting sponsor of the West Coast Conference. I don't know. Like, I really don't know Jersey Mike's too much, but I assume that it's from like the New Jersey area. Why wouldn't the West Coast Conference like go get In-N-Out as their presenting sponsor or something? Why is it Jersey Mike's? I didn't even know Jersey Mike's is out there on the West. Who knows? Maybe they were founded in California. The hell and I know. But this thing, it's a new location for the WCC tournament as they're playing in the Las Vegas ballpark. It's called the Las Vegas ballpark, which is Oakland's AAA team. So I think this tournament, it's going to have some high scoring affairs. There's high elevation at the ballpark. It's 2000 feet high, above sea level. And it's designed for wood bat play. So metal bats in college baseball, I'm handicapping this field to which teams have good pitching depth and can slug for power. The top two seeds get a bye. That's number one, Loyola Marymount at plus 200. Number two, Portland at plus 250. Then the 3 through 6 seeds are placed in play-in games. So the winners advance to a standard 4-team double elimination bracket. So those play-in games are number 3 Santa Clara at plus 400. They'll play Gonzaga, number 6. They're the 6th seed at plus 800. And then the other game is the 4 seed San Diego State, or San Diego, sorry, not San Diego State. San Diego plus 350. They're playing the 5 seed St. Mary's at plus 750. My pick for the WCC is going to be Portland at plus 250. First off, they have that bye, which I'm not going to risk anything on a team that's playing a win or go home game. I know I did that for the Sun Belt, but they were at 30 to 1. We're talking about you're only getting a plus 350 on San Diego, for example. I'm not interested in doing that. So I love the Pilots here because they have 6 players with an OPS over 900. And in a pretty hitter-friendly environment, I like this lineup. I think the lineup could have a lot of fun in Vegas if the pitching staff can hold up. They have a team ERA of 5.24, but overall the staff looks deeper than the rest of the conference. They have 9 guys that have thrown at least 16 innings this year, and they have average ERA. So, I mean, Portland, they're not in that win or go home game. They're definitely in this double elimination style bracket. I think that their offense is going to play. So give me Portland at plus 250. Steve Latimer joined the chat. He loved that joke. And same with Shane. Steve, hey man, I love doing this. College baseball is awesome and it's kind of underreported. So that's why I wanted to step in. And SGPN has a college baseball betting podcast, which is one of the only ones that I know out there. Further on down the road, the college baseball experience will maybe turn into what the college basketball and college football experiences are, with like more news shows in general. But we built from the ground up on betting picks, and that's what we're doing with the college baseball show, and we'll hopefully get there as we grow it, continue to grow it. I mean, the college football show has been around for 4 years now, and the basketball one really took off last year. So thank you all for tuning in live, by the way. First time that really I've done a live show at a reasonable time. Most of the time I do it at like 4 a.m. when the betting odds for games come out at like midnight. I'll handicap the games for the next two and a half hours and I'll go live at like 4 a.m. So if you're ever interested, usually this maniac is on YouTube live at 4 or 5 a.m. Giving out his college baseball picks, and I'll be doing it daily shows from here on out throughout the postseason, because that's where you really make the money, because nobody has any clue who's pitching. So if you can project the right pitcher, you can really take advantage of some of these lines that are just off. And that's what we did last year. We made really good money. I had 17 profitable podcasts and 19. I think we won 17 of the 19 shows that we did last season. You can follow me on Twitter at 77NB. I'll post most of my picks prior to game times. Like, the goal is to listen to the pod, and I'll also put out picks on Twitter just to grow that portion of it. So, you can follow me on Twitter to see the picks. Check out the article that I wrote. I basically read off word for word what's in that article here on the podcast for those 4 major conferences. But I mean, yeah, still go ahead and check it out if you ever want to like go back and look at some of the stats that I put in there or the highlights. I put in a couple of highlights. Or if you want to pull up the bracket. The bracket is available to view on that article for each of the four biggest conferences. So, yeah. Like I mentioned, the college football, college basketball experience, they're still going on in the offseason. Check out the MLB Gambling Podcast. I'm also associated with them. I'm taking the next month off to cover college baseball. We've got the NASCAR Gambling Podcast, the F1 Gambling Podcast, EPL Gambling Podcast. There's plenty of shows for the sport that you're looking to bet on. So great people all throughout the network, and check them out. I forgot this. On our website, sportsgamblingpodcast.com, you can go now to the main menu. There's a college baseball section, and there's also a picks page now. So if you ever checked out our page for college football, college basketball, NFL, MLB, whatever you want, we have widgets on there that helps us display our picks. What we do is we go through this site called Tally Site, and Tally Site is incredible. Like, it displays betting odds from a bunch of different books, and all we do is just submit picks on each game. And the way we do it with the college experience is we're picking every game, and we have an icon that we can put. It's a lock icon. And basically that lock means that we have our own money on that game. So throughout the postseason, you can pull up the page. It's like sportsgamblingpodcast.com/collegebaseballpicks. I think that's what it is. And you can pull that page up and you can check out all the picks. I think it's going to track my record on there too. It's brand new for college baseball. We're debuting it here in the conference tournament season. It's going to be awesome. So check that out throughout the postseason. If you can't do the podcast, because I know some of these games are going to start at 10 a.m. Eastern time. We've got a couple of them tomorrow in the SEC starting at 10 a.m. I think one in the Big 12 starts at 10 a.m. too. So check it out if you're in a pinch for time. Hey, the podcast is great too, and I thank you all for listening. You've been experiencing the better side of college baseball with the College Baseball Experience. My name is Noah Bienick. I'll see you all later. Adios, amigos.